Andrew Baxter is the chief of Charlottesville's fire department.
Autism is a diagnosis that's derived from three primary components.
He's also the father of a 19-year-old with autism.
Difficulties in communication, difficulties in interpersonal relationships, and oftentimes associated with what are called repetitive restrictive behaviors.
Baxter's department responds to more than 6,000 calls for service a year. He knows crisis. He also knows autism, and what he describes is extremely common for people on the spectrum, difficulties with communication.
And oftentimes, folks that are in crisis, that are having trouble communicating, their communication takes the form of behaviors, which outside an understanding or context of what their primary disability is, can seem or be threatening.
So threatening that police and other first responders can easily mistake it for other things, criminal things. And so in 2005, the city and surrounding counties began what's known as Crisis Intervention Training, or CIT.
I've always heard people say, I know how to talk to anybody, but it's really more of how to listen.
Tom Von Hemert is the CIT coordinator for the area. It's a nationwide 40-hour course open to first responders and anybody who works with people with differing abilities. And when Von Hemert says it's about listening, he doesn't just mean words, but more so body language, behaviors.
And a crisis is a crisis is a crisis. So, again, we don't diagnose. We look at the behaviors and then trying to figure out what is the appropriate, safest, most respectful response to keep everybody safe.
And that can be really tricky because, as Chief Baxter says,
when you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. So there are some sort of general themes that apply across the board sort of as a population, but there is no one typical person with autism.
Baxter says the more people on the spectrum that first responders can get to know while they're not in crisis, the better. And take CIT, he says. Baxter's been training with Von Hemert since CIT began in the area. He says it operationalizes empathy. The training isn't exclusive to autism, and it covers a wide range of mental disorders and intellectual disabilities. But for all of them, the training takes what can be more abstract concepts and makes them personal, relatable. It destigmatizes mental illness and conditions such as autism. Von Hemert says it all starts with language.
So one of the things that you will hear is, oh, that's an autistic person, or that's a mentally ill person. No, it's a person with a mental illness. It's a person with autism. You don't ever say it's a cancer person. It's a person with cancer. So our behavior follows our words.
Once that groundwork is laid, CIT puts them through crisis scenarios and critiques their response. Detective Mike Wells with the Albemarle Police Department has been in the field for 24 years and says CIT is a must.
Law enforcement has kind of evolved. Sometimes we are social workers with a badge, and we have to put those caps on and think outside the box and find out what's more appropriate for someone. Yes, maybe a crime's been committed, but is it a result of a mental illness? So what's appropriate?
Instead of jail, which is the number one mental health service provider in the state, CIT trains officers to reach out to the Community Services Board. For the Charlottesville area, that's Region 10. Pam Fisher is the director of day services there and has worked with people with autism for more than 30 years. She says one of the biggest safety risks for them is what's known as elopement.
49% of the emergency calls for individuals with autism are wandering or running off, and individuals often gravitate towards water sources or traffic.
Elopement is extremely dangerous and can lead to being hit by a car or even drowning, Fisher explains. As a result, local advocates have backed the program called Project Lifesaver, which outfits GPS transmitters to people with autism in a watch, a purse, a shoe, wherever it can fit. Sometimes, protecting loved ones with autism means protecting them from themselves, or in dire situations, filing an emergency protective order, which can bring them to hospitals such as the University of Virginia Medical Center. Ben Rexroad is UVA PD's crime prevention coordinator and says CIT has changed the nature of their work irreversibly.
It may not always be for our officers like out on the side of the road somewhere at a house, but we're doing it pretty frequently, being within that health system where a lot of these folks are coming into for that assistance and treatment, where we're put, you know, in a room with them face to face and do have to communicate with them and de-escalate pretty regularly.
So much of caring for someone with autism is recognizing how their norms don't match up with those of societies at large, and then taking steps to keep them from harm. If approached for money on the street, parents say their young adult children have given the person their whole wallet. And as Chief Baxter explains, that level of implicit trust can be dangerous.
Our son P is 19. He's doing very well.
But if someone pulled up in front of our house in a van and said, get in the van, I've got Oreo cookies, Pete would get in the van because he loves Oreo cookies more than he fears strangers.
But Baxter says all the worry, the precautions, the training, it's all worth it a million times over.
These folks are a vital part of the community, and they're fun and loving, and particularly in public safety, we often focus on the crisis part of it. But they're an essential, valued component of the community.
For WMRA News, I'm Jordy Yeager.
Support for WMRA Special Series Autism in Virginia comes from Paul Obaugh Ford & Lincoln, a family-owned dealership for more than 50 years, in Stanton on Lee Jackson Highway or at obaugh.com.